So have you been to Toronto before?
Yes.
How many times?
Twice. Once when I was a girl, and then again on book tour, which was one of the best book tour experiences of my life, because the Harper, it wasn't a HarperCollins representative at that time, it was a representative of my former publisher. He said, we are a donut people. And
that's,
I love
true.
That.
That's true. Do you like donuts?
I don't, actually, but it was a lovely identifying thing to say, because I'm a Canadian-American.
You were born in Canada?
No, I wasn't, but my grandparents and my father were born in Newfoundland.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Have you been back to Newfoundland?
I have been.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been back there. I was back there when I was a young woman, when I was about 17.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts?
Twillingate, which is an island off the coast, a small, small fishing place. And the first night I was there, a tuna that weighed 800 pounds washed up under the house, and it was very thrilling.
So outside of the festival, do you have plans then?
We don't. We want to go to the shoe museum.
Oh.
Because Pamela, my assistant, and I have a shoe problem. So we thought that rather than actually buying shoes, we would go and look at shoes through the ages, the way that people have tortured their feet through the ages. And other than that, just to put my hands on other authors' works and talk to them is always a thrilling experience and a very humbling experience, because I realize how much I don't know.
That's where our hockey team and basketball team play now, through the new arena.
Maple Leaf?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have to get my brother and my nephew are. I can't say that they're mad for hockey, because it's beyond that. I mean, it's a life and breath kind of thing. I mean, he named his son Gordy for Gordie Howe. He refs 400 games a year.
Wow.
Says it's actually good for his marriage, because he never sees his wife.